see violence, definitely. It occurs as a chronic as well as a, acute and chronic in boys, okay, hepatitis. It's ranging from mild to very severe illness, okay, to lifelong illness. So ranging from mild could be asymptomatic, mostly asymptomatic, to a very serious. So we have acute and chronic as HIV also. In acute, 80% of them having no symptom, and this is the problem. It is asymptomatic. 15 to 45% of infected person with the hepatitis C, they will spontaneously clear the virus. In another word, the remaining how much? 55 to 85% will go to become chronic. So 80% become asymptomatic, 15 to 45 of infected spontaneously clear the virus without treatment even, without any treatment within 6 months. The remaining 15 to 85 develop chronic hepatitis C infection. Moreover, 15 to 30% of those chronic will be at a risk of developing liver cirrhosis and hepatocellular carcinoma. So you can see it is much more than that of hepatitis B. It's much more serious than hepatitis. So hepatitis C is much more likely to become chronic infection than hepatitis B, okay? But the bright thing in this hepatitis, although there is no vaccine till now for hepatitis C, but it is cured, could be cured by treatment, by antiviral treatment. So this is the bright picture in this dark disease. Antiviral medication can more than 95% of the person could be completely cured by the antiviral disease. So this is very important, you should know. But we will come to the vaccine. Till now, there is no vaccine. Globally, it is worldwide disease. 170 million people were infected. Each year, we have 1.5 million, each year, all over the world, definitely, I mean. Okay. 71 were chronic. So you can see those 71 are liable to get hepatocellular carcinoma or liver cirrhosis. Okay. So 1.5 million each year, there is an infection or infection occur among them. Almost 300,000 people die, okay, from hepatitis C also each year. It is a lot, or it is a big public health problem all over the world. Hepatitis C, of course, just now we say it is all over the world. But there is, you remember from hepatitis C, there is WHO regions. Six regions. The highest region regarding our WHO Eastern Mediterranean region, our region, and also the European region. I mean to the WHO region, WHO European region. The prevalence of disease in the Mediterranean, in our region, 2.3%. Of course, there is a range. In Egypt, it's very high. It's very, very high. So it's 2.3%, while in WHO European region, it is 1.5. The other region of the WHO, the prevalence is ranging between 0.5 to 1%, okay? Of course, depending on the country. Of course, it affects the population or any person in the population, as well as there is a certain risk group in addition to the certain risk group. I am sure that you know that hepatitis C having several genotypes, okay? Having several genotypes, some of them they six. They said six or seven. And not only genotype, but for each genotype, there is so many sub-genotypes. This is the distribution of this genotype differ geographically. There is a variation in the distribution of the type of the genotype of the hepatitis C all over the world. Of course, you know, mode of transmission, you know, it's bloodborne disease. Definitely, you know, just like that of B virus, okay? Hepatitis C is most commonly transmitted through exposure to the infected blood, to the infected blood, okay? This can occur through so many things, through recipient blood, so that's why. Recipient blood are at a high risk of getting the hepatitis C. Thalassemic patient or hemophilic, all these are at. Okay. But another person, of course, this is when it is unscreened, but later on, the screening of hepatitis C virus done in most of the country all over the world. Of course, blood organ transplantation, persons who are under organ transplantation, injection given by contaminated syringes or needle, as I told you in the last lecture. Currently, this is very rare, because of the using disposable syringe and needle, definitely. Okay. Another. Reuse of inadequate sterilization, this is very important, particularly in the hospital, whatever this machine in the medicine or in the surgical department using unsterilized or not quite sterilized machine. That's why in dialysis patients, they are under the risk of hepatitis C infection. Okay. So, reuse inadequate sterilization of medical or surgical equipment or machines, especially syringes. We already finished with this. Injection intravenous drug abuser. And you know who are they? Okay, intravenous drug abuser, they use it from one person to the person to the other. That's why it is transmitted about the drug addiction person. Hepatitis C infected mother to the baby also, but it's not like that of the hepatitis B. It is much less, unless the mother having HIV. When the mother having HIV, and hepatitis C, the transmission to her baby would be, yes, serious, to the newborn. And also sexually transmitted, that's why I put, these are less common than that of the B. Why? Because the content is diluted in this vaginal discharge or seminal fluid discharge. The dilution is less concentrated than that of the B, and also regarding the mother. Of course, there is no spread via breast milk, not like that of B, okay? And from via food or any other material, it will not transmit it. Symptoms, we say, following initial infection, approximately just now we said 8% of the people are asymptomatic, okay? They have no symptom, this is the problem. So they have, so those people who are actually symptomatic may, of course, you have, they have fever, pain, maybe jaundice later on, and many other symptoms. Just now we said about 55 to 85 of those newly infected, they will change into a chronic disease. Also in a chronic disease, there is so many persons having no symptom, without any symptom. So 60 to 70 of chronically infected people develop chronic liver disease. And 15 to 30 develop cirrhosis, 1 to 5 develop hepatocellular carcinoma. Okay, that's why it is very, very serious. About 25% of the cancer patients were, I mean liver cancer, were related to hepatitis C. 25% of the cancerous patients were due to the C infection. An incubation period, 2 weeks to 6 months. It is depend on the mode of transmission, definitely, and also to dose of infection and many other character of the host. Diagnosis, as any other hepatitis, diagnosis is always missed, particularly just now we say that asymptomatic, most of them asymptomatic in acute, and also in chronic there is asymptomatic. In a chronic, unless it will be very, very, there is a high damage to the liver, the sign and symptom will appear, but it's still asymptomatic. So this is the problem. So, as we mentioned, diagnosis mostly, okay, often missed. Why? Because of asymptomatic. Common method, definitely by taking the antibody, by detection or measuring or by, okay? But this antibody cannot differentiate it between three things, between acute, chronic, as well as whether this person is cured or not. Because we will discuss in coming few minutes, when he cured, he has antibody. So that's why presence of antibody is not a good indicator for the hepatitis C infection. So in a chronic hepatitis C infection, it is also undiagnosed. Just now, because of asymptomatic, I told you just, okay, no symptom, most of them, no, so, unless the infection, a serious liver damage will occur. In this case, the sign and symptom will appear. So it is difficult. So what's the diagnosis in hepatitis C? There is two step or more than two step, although here written. Of course, identification of antibody in the blood serum, definitely, by immunoassay or immunoblood, it's much better, immunoblood. By immunoblood. So the presence of antibody against hepatitis C or anti-hepatitis C indicate the presence of infection, okay? That infection had been or had occurred or had been occurred in my sample or at am. Just now I said cannot differentiate it between chronic and acute phase. So presence of antibodies, we don't know whether currently or he had been infected, because the antibody will stay in his blood for a long, more than 6 months, that's how we say. Most of them will change it into a chronic. So what they do ELISA and also immunoblood assay. Okay, immunoblood assay. Also for the detection, it's more confirmed than the ELISA immunoblood, but still it is not a diagnostic. Still it is not a diagnostic. Because just now I told you, 30% of hepatitis C infected people, spontaneously they will cure just a few minutes, we said. And still they have antibody in their blood. So, without treatment, just we say. So, what we can do? What we can, to diagnose, to confirm the diagnosis. Still, antibody is laboratory. Immune blood is laboratory. So, positive antibody. Okay, we say. We can differentiate neither between acute, a chronic, or even cured. So I have to do the detection of RNA. RNA detection, okay? We should do RNA detection, RTPs, for the detection of the R. This is definitely, it is a confirmed diagnosis. Not only that, but also we have to do something else. We have to identify the genotype of hepatitis C. Why? Because each genotype having the virulence of each genotype differ from one to the other. B, genotype B is highly infectious and highly virulent. So it's very serious, okay? It is the most common that causing hepatocellular carcinoma. So in this case, we have to identify the genotype. Just now we said there is seven genotypes, several, and each one having its sub genotype for each one. Each one more than 50 subgenotypes. Anyhow, so in this case, and also we have to go to do biopsy, liver biopsy, and many other degree to see the degree of damage of the liver. Because just now we say, sinus symptoms appear only when there is a very serious damage of the liver. So we have to see at what stage there is a damage of liver, because also, just now, why we have to do these two things? Liver, a biopsy, and the genotype? Because the treatment is different, of course. Depending on the stage of the damage of the liver, the program of treatment will differ. Not only that, and also genotype treatment, or some of the genotype were sensitive to certain antivirals, the other were not. And just now I told you, each genotype having its mode transmission differ from the other, affect certain people, affect certain area in the world, and also it is sensitive, okay, to the antiviral. There is a variation in the sensitivity to antiviral treatment depending on the genotype. So the distribution of these genotypes, okay, varies by region. Just now we said, in the Middle East, genotype 4 is highly prevalent. It's more than the other. So each region having its own genotype. So distribution of hepatitis C genotype varies by region. A person may be infected by more than one genotype. Yes, maybe have one and two, and maybe one B, four A, and so on. So, okay. So by different, more than one genotype or subtype. So the degree of liver damage and hepatitis C genotype, this is a guideline for treatment. So it is very, very important to do it, both of them. And by the way, this is a recommendation of the WHO for all countries they should do these two things in order to follow certain guidelines in the treatment of the patient. Okay? So, of course, early diagnosis is very good, can prevent a lot of this of health problem, and prevent not only for the patient, as you know, but also prevent the transmission of this disease to the other person in the family or in the community and so on. I just now I told you WHO and some country recommended screening for the people who are in increased at risk. I think most of the country they do it. In Jordan, yes, in Iraq, yes, they do it, screening. So who are those? People who receive the blood. Who receive the blood or blood product. Okay? Before screening of the blood. Okay. Before screening of the blood, before the country had started blood screening, so anybody who had received the blood before this time, he or she should be screened. Okay? Should be screened. Okay, current or former drug user, just now we say intravenous drug abuser. So currently or subsequent, even if he or she had used one injection, even who had injected, okay, one, so their blood should be screened, okay? People who on long term of hemodialysis, yes, it is done here. It is done here in Jordan or everywhere. People living with the HIV person, just now I told you, when the mother HIV and she had hepatitis C, yes, the transmission to her baby will be more and more. Healthcare worker, really, هم انتوا احنا. Definitely. Okay. People with the abnormal liver test, we have to do for them. Infant born with the infected mother, just now I told you particularly HIV patient mother. People with the sexual partner who have HCV infection. All these screening should be done. People who have had tattoos or ear piercing. People who use intranasal drugs, ishimun, because it is also transmitted mucosa, intramucosa. So when the mabarish ishimun, okay, so all those will be screened. Okay. What's the treatment? Just now we said, okay, hepatitis C does not always require treatment, just now we said. It is continuously cured, okay? The cure rate depends on several factors, okay? Depend on the genotype, just now I told you, okay, and the type of the treatment. Careful screening is necessary before starting the treatment, definitely to determine the most appropriate approach to treatment. Because I told you there is different guidelines depending on the stage of the disease, particularly for the stage of liver damage and the genotype of the hepatitis stomach. Combination of antiviral and interferon, okay, should be given to the patient. Just now I told you the light picture of this, or the light side of this disease, that it is curable. 95% of the patient will be cured, particularly they admit, WHO, admit treatment, careful hepatitis, sorry, a TB and tumor multi-drug at the same time, Here also there is what you would call it pan-genotypic direct acting antiviral. Giving at the same time for the short period, it can be 12 to 24 weeks. Yeah, it's very short period. And the cure rate will be very high. Just now we see 95% of the disease will be cured by the treatment, okay? Okay, prevention. There is no vaccine. I am sure you know. There is no vaccine. Okay. Therefore, why? Because there is no vaccine. So we, for primary prevention, we depend on the prevention of the disease. Reducing the risk factor or risk of exposure as much as possible, okay? And particularly among the risk group who are healthcare workers, went to inshallah, the mustashfa. Training health personnel, hand hygiene, and including surgical hand preparation, hand washing, and so on. There is some guide in the primary prevention that had been given by the WHO. We have, this is a risk factor, you have to avoid it. What are these? Avoid risk factor, okay, as recommended, okay. Unnecessarily and unsafe injection, avoid it. And so you have to use safe and appropriate use of a health care injection. Okay, so you can see an sawit al akhdar, which is the answer of this one, and which is the healthy approach or healthy way. Unsafe blood product, avoid the unsafe blood product. So testing of the donated blood for hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV. And as I told you, it is most in most of the country all over the world, alhamdulillah. Testing donated blood. Okay. Avoid unsafe sharp waste collection. Why inshallah chufobil mustashfayat ma'arif, you have been noticed or not. And disposal. So safe handling and disposal of the shark. A container khas, but the shark water, adatan, there should be three containers, okay? One of them for the shark product and contaminated. All, everywhere. Ma ba'arifina mawjuda lola, ma ba'arifina. Okay, another. Okay, another thing, avoid unprotected sex with the infected individual. Okay, so they use, okay, by promotion use of condom. You know what's condom. Avoid using illicit drug, drug abuser, okay, and sharing injection. Sharing injection. So, in this case, what can we do? Provision, okay, a provision of comprehensive harm reduction services to people who inject the drug, including sterile or disposable syringes. Alhamdulillah, it's not available in our country, I mean our country in Jordan, but this is best. This is, I see it in Malaysia. Yes, there is a drug abuser, but al-hukuma or Ministry of Health provide them with the disposable syringe. Okay, صح. We should not encourage them, but على الأقل myself, okay? So this is the thing. Avoid sharing sharp personal item. تذكرون بالبي كنا رازر تدرون شنو مسترزات تبع الحلاقة ما بعرف okay and other brush and so so and avoid tattoos and ear piercing ear or nose piercing acupuncture and perform in the contaminated area all these by the way acupuncture is very very serious mode of transmission for hepatitis C all these are under the line of primary prevention avoid because we have no vaccine now what about the secondary prevention you know we have secondary tertiary primary secondary tertiary of course secondary I am sure you know what do you mean by secondary ولو هي ما دخلت بالامتحان لكم بس okay it means when a patient when there is a patient while primary there is no patient for a healthy person like you and me alhamdulillah primary okay secondary yes there is a patient tertiary also there is a patient so secondary and tertiary for people infected with hepatitis C WHO recommended education خلاص is a sick education and counseling on option for care and treatment just now we mentioned immunization with the hepatitis A and B على الأقل حتى ليس the more serious disease there is no vaccine for C early and appropriate medical management according to the program and of course regular monitoring for the diagnosis Now, this is regarding C. Coming to the other hepatitis, which is hepatitis D. Okay. Hepatitis D, we already mentioned. Okay. It's also a liver disease, also both acute and chronic, just like the other. D also called Delta virus. It is similar to the other hepatitis, but it can only infect those who are already having B, who are infected with B. In another word, D viruses cannot make replication unless there is B virus. There will be an envelope which is surface antigen to this virus in order to make replication. So it requires B virus for the replication to make infection. Cannot occur in the absence of B. Definitely, you know it. Hepatitis D and B, as we mentioned, will make a very serious alien, very severe. Most severe form of a chronic viral hepatitis. And it makes rapid progression toward the liver damage and hepatocellular carcinoma. Okay. Hepatitis C, chronic B carrier, therefore, as long as it cannot make any infection unless there is B. So chronic B carrier, when I say B, it means hepatitis B, you know. Chronic B carrier or chronic hepatitis B carrier are at a risk of this infection. People who are not immune to B virus, who are not immune to B virus, it means either they have no vaccine, because so he will be liable, or he had not been previously infected. In this case, they will be at a risk of getting the virus, at a risk of the infection. Okay. Well, hepatitis B virus vaccine, therefore, hepatitis B virus vaccine is the only one to prevent the occurrence of hepatitis D infection. Hepatitis D should be considered when there is acute liver failure or when patient who is not, I know this patient having hepatitis B, but all of a sudden he get failure. So I should put in mind right away that there may be a super infection of the D virus. So hepatitis D should be considered in a case of acute liver failure or when patient who is not hepatitis B carrier suffer from acute exacerbation. So I should put in mind, I should do the infection of D virus with the hepatitis B, we have two types. We have either super infection or we have co-infection. Super infection, it means I have B virus and then later on I get D. Co-infection, no, it means both of them infected me at the same time. So there is a variation, please. خلوا بالكم هنا لو تشوفون هون خلت لكم هذولا انتوا راح تكتشفوا خلال المحاضرة. This is awesome. Difference between the two. Okay. Super infection, it means hepatitis D infection occur after presence of after a person is already infected with D. We mentioned it. Super infection with D acts as a more likely, just like that of hepatitis B, and it can go on to cause cirrhosis and death. Okay? Super infection is usually suspected, just now we said, now I see, suspected when patient with the hepatitis B becomes increasingly ill rapidly. So I should put in mind. There is another difference. We will discuss it through the lecture, but you should decide, you should detect it. Now on the other hand, the co-infection, it means individuals simultaneously infected by B and D at the same time. It is usually acute. Similar to A, usually it is acute. Hepatitis D and B co-infection is considered the most severe form of chronic viral hepatitis. طبعا بقى أعطيه اثنين طبعا كأنه أعطيته double dose. فيصير very serious, okay? Most serious form of chronic viral hepatitis due to the rapid death. Progression toward liver-related death and hepatocellular carcinoma. Again, I am telling you, there is three or maybe more than three difference between the two, and you should detect it. I am not going to say it. Okay, worldwide, the overall number of hepatitis D infection has decreased. Why? I am sure you know why. Because of the using hepatitis B vaccine. We said without B, there is no D infection. So by using D vaccine, there is no, by using B vaccine, there is no B, any more B infection. Okay? So has been decreased all over the world since 1980. Why خلتلكم the question mark, but already I did. Mainly due to the successfulness global hepatitis B vaccination program. Okay, it is found through all the world, but with the not with the different prevalence from area to area. It is estimated that 5% of chronic B 5% of chronic B with the D infection. So 5% من ال B هم عندهم D infection. This is all over the world. Resulting in total So total number 15 to 20 million persons infected by AIDS worldwide. In another word, 5% of hepatitis B were infected with the D. The global estimation and geographical information are incomplete. Why? Why? Because many countries do not report the prevalence of D. خلاص بشر دي خلاص ما يبقى حالة D. No, it is important to detect the D. Okay? Because of the serious of the condition. Its highest prevalence has been reported in Italy, Middle East, and Central Asia, West Africa, and South America. But highest in Italy, and احنا دائما جايين بعدين in Middle East. In another word, in Middle East, there is no difference between all the country in the Middle East having the infection. For the D infection, from epidemiological point of view, we have two types of epidemiological patterns. In Mediterranean region, our region, it is endemic. Why endemic? I am sure you know. Because of the B. Because of the B. So it is endemic. Two epidemiological patterns. In Mediterranean countries, hepatitis D infection is endemic among persons with the hepatitis B. In United States and North European, it is not endemic area. It's only among those who are under the risk. Okay? Hepatitis D infection is confined in a person exposed frequency to the blood and blood اللي هم at risk, okay? Intravenous drug user and hemophilic person. So those person having B and D, but in our area it is endemic. In incubation period varies from 2 to 12 weeks, okay? Being shorter, incubation period being shorter, we said 2 to 12, being shorter in hepatitis B carrier who are super infected. So this is another difference. Okay. Super infected, any B carrier, صار عندي. فإذا incubation period, then حاضر عندي surface antigen right away. So that's why it becomes shorter, okay, super infected than those with the co-infected. Hey, this one. Then susceptible of simultaneously or co-infected. So it had another difference. طبعا أنا غششتكم بس أنتوا لازم تعرفوها. Okay, transmission. Hepatitis C, D infect all age. Okay, person who have received multiple transfusion, intravenous drug just now, and they also close contact, those who are close contact, all those being at a high risk of D infection. Primary route of transmission, okay, is similar to B and C, which is blood, it is bloodborne, definitely, you know, okay? And it is depend on the B replication, for its replication. As B provide, already we mentioned, provide surface antigen as an envelope for D antigen. So in this case, it is accelerated the multiplication of this viruses. Pericutaneous, through contact of infected blood or blood product and other body fluid, just like B and C. Hepatitis D does not transmit it via sexual. Okay? So B, yes. C, little. D, no. Okay? Vertical transmission is possible, but also very rare, very rare. Vaccination against B, just we mentioned it, against B prevent the co-infection, but it does not prevent the super infection. Okay, vaccine, okay? So this is another difference. So vaccination prevent co-infection, but not super infection. Okay, please give me. Vaccine B, hepatitis B vaccine. طبعا لا بالعكس يمنع الكو انفكشن بس ما يمنع السوبر سوبر then already I have B so then how can they give me vaccine if I have already B okay now an acute hepatitis simultaneous infection with the B and D can lead to mild or severe or even fulminating hepatitis, but recovery is usually complete. ممكن نسكت بنتي. Okay, development of chronic D is rare. That's why it's simultaneously cured. So rare, the chronic D is very rare. It is less than 5%. Okay. Super infection, hepatitis D can infect person already chronically. The super infection of D on chronic hepatitis B accelerated the progression of the disease. Already we mentioned it before. More severe disease in all age, and in 70 to 90% of the person. Hepatitis D superinfection accelerated the progression of cirrhosis, already we mentioned. Superinfection, not co. Okay, progressed that to cirrhosis almost decades earlier than B of with co-infection. فإذن progression تقريبا decade 10 سنوات or أكثر 10 سنوات. He said into progression of the disease of liver disease in super than that of co-infection. Hi, another. صار أربعة مدرشين. Mechanism in which hepatitis D caused more severe hepatitis super in progression is still unknown, but maybe inshallah you will discover later. Who are at risk? Already we mentioned. Already mentioned, of course, hepatitis B carrier, okay, at risk of infection with the D. People who are not immune, اللي ما معهم لا vaccine ولا cytokine infection, okay, to hepatitis B are at risk. Important risk factor for hepatitis D co-infection, high risk sexual activity. But maybe with co-infection, it does not transmit it, but maybe at risk لما co-infection, both of them. ما هناك راح يكون عند B. Okay? Migration from a high hepatitis D to lower prevalence area, definitely. So, screening and diagnosis, hepatitis D, please. Is diagnosed by IgG and IgM. Okay, definitely, you know, it is anti-hepatitis D and confirmed by RNA of hepatitis D in serum. Surface antigen, I mean, you know, it's surface antigen for hepatitis B. Hepatitis B self is useful for monitoring the treatment. It is, يعني لما عنده surface antigen وانا اعطيه treatment لما ينزل surface antigen it means cured okay, because there is no more self, no more replication of the virus. So it is useful for monitoring the treatment and response of the treatment. Hepatitis C is monitoring, decreasing already, we mentioned, in the surface antigen titer, it means the patient is good. Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay.